An American corporation best known for its association with paper is trying to turn itself around in the digital age. Leading Xerox through this transformation is a woman who's experienced her own share of change. Ursula Burns joined the company right out of college. As a top executive a decade ago, she helped pull Xerox back from the verge of bankruptcy. When she became CEO in 2009, Xerox was doing better, but the economy was struggling to come out of a deep recession. Ursula Burns is now the rarest of corporate leaders, an African-American and a woman heading a Fortune 500 company. She joined us to talk about her company and her career. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very pleased to be with you.
It is graduation season, and for a lot of graduates, their working life begins with an internship. You started as an intern 32 years ago at Xerox. Tell us who you were then, and would you have ever dreamed that you would be CEO of Xerox one day?
I was a pretty fresh, rough engineer, and I was born and raised in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, so I was Lower East Side of Manhattan mechanical engineer descending on this great American corporation called Xerox Corporation. And what I found there was an organization that accepted me for whom I was. They actually tried to round out some edges without taking away the person that they hired. You know, my impatience, my quote-unquote bravado, all of the, you know, they actually accepted all of that. Now, I didn't think when I walked into the company that I would be the CEO. I did expect to be successful, though. My mother raised us to think that if we worked hard and if we put our end of the bargain in, it would work out okay for us. And I loved the place. They seemed to like me well enough. So a marriage was formed, and, you know, I've been there ever since.
You know, you mentioned the Lower East Side, and back in 1980, approximately, it wasn't the fancy sort of East Village area that it is today.
No, the Lower East Side, when I was growing up, was the ghetto. It was tough. It was drug infested. So my mother created in this environment that, you know, wasn't great when you walked out the door. She created an environment that was just fine inside. And she spent a lot of money to send my sister, my brother, and I to Catholic school. It's the best education that we could get at that time. But when I think about it in hindsight, it was just fine. I was never wanting for encouragement, that's for sure.
You know, I wonder then, was there a moment ever where you found that being a woman was a hurdle for you as you moved up?
Race and gender definitely came up occasionally in my life at work. But the bigger challenge that I had was age. I took roles earlier in my career than people expected. And so a lot of what I got was, do you actually know enough to do this? Gender and race, as you move up, this idea of looking the part becomes more of a challenge when you don't look the part. But, you know, there's nothing I can do or wanted to do about being a black female. I kind of like both of those things. So at the end of the day, the people who were around me had to do a little bit more adjusting to that than I did. I did no adjusting to that. Now, I got beat up for doing bad things or not moving fast enough, but never for being a woman or for being black. It's just not a part of the way that we operated. You know, I benefited from that for sure. It was a great place to start.
As CEO, you are in the midst of transforming this iconic company that's been known or is known for copiers, so much so that Xeroxing means copying. Give us an example of one of the things that Xerox does now that's very big for the company that many of us out here wouldn't have a clue that you were doing.
Yeah, I'll give you two examples. One, transportation. So a lot of people enjoy the benefit of Easy Pass, which means when you go through a toll, you don't have to stop and
right.
Put cash into those things, et cetera.
Yeah, for toll roads and things
like
that.
The toll roads, right. Xerox manages the infrastructure for Easy Pass for a large number of states. So when you say Easy Pass and get some bill from Easy Pass or call and ask a question about Easy Pass, you're talking to a Xerox person. If you get a ticket for running a red light in certain states around this nation, Xerox actually provides the installation and management of the camera systems, but the back office system to assure that we're sending the ticket to the right place, et cetera, et cetera. So we do everything from customer care infrastructures, finance and accounting infrastructures, to Medicaid back office systems. And what I'm leading now is a broadening back to where we started. First one was copying, now we're into transportation and so on and so forth.
And circling back, because in these last decades, Xerox went through a rough patch.
Yeah.
It needed maybe less visibility and more viability.
The world is changing. We all know this. And as that world changes, if you don't transform your company, you're stuck. I mean, even if you could figure out a way to be profitable and reasonably successful, I think you would be underusing your assets if you don't figure out a way to become more relevant as the world transforms and evolves. And that's what a big piece of what a CEO does. And so as we look at our mission now, just like our mission was when we started, our mission was to automate work processes. We became so good at this one business process that we didn't think about all the rest of them that were out there. And so as the market started to change, and as customers said, can you do more for us? They also said, hey, can you manage, you know, you're already engaged here. Why don't you get engaged with the statement of benefit forms? Why don't you generate the thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it was a really easy transformation from that standpoint, because we didn't have to go from making food to making airplanes. It's pretty close. It was in our neighborhood.
You know, Xerox now has nearly 140,000 employees. More than half of those employees are operating out of the United States. And I'm wondering if, do you think corporations like Xerox have an obligation to provide jobs for Americans?
This idea about a responsibility is an interesting statement. Xerox, as an American company, has a responsibility to have jobs in the U.S., but we also have a huge business in the U.K. I have responsibility to have jobs in the U.K. I have a growing business in India. I have a responsibility to have jobs in India. I have a big business in Russia, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't look at it as myopically or as single-focused as providing jobs in the U.S. only. I think that because we are here, I will bring back jobs. We do bring back jobs. We bring jobs into the United States as long as the U.S. can continue to be competitive, and we can. We are an innovative group of people in the United States, so we can be competitive in both cost, but also in quality and, as I said, in innovativeness.
Ursula Burns is the CEO for Xerox. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.